Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock, and hope you'll stick with us and join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. You can give us a call. Our toll-free lines are open. You can call 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here today. And again, a reminder that if you want to learn more about me, more about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, or more about this program, or listen to past programs, you can go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you'll go there, you can also hear our Sunday night program. I know a lot of times people don't like to stay up too late on Sunday night, but we're on every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And so you can hear those programs there as well. Try to put some other things on there from time to time. You can also go to our Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al on Facebook, and you can link there from our website as well. And you can keep track of some of the different articles and some of the topics that I've been looking at, some things we discuss on the program. Sometimes we don't get to them, but try to put up a number of things there on a variety of things. Of course, a number of the things of late have had to do with things that have been in the news with the bathroom battles and things of that nature. But and try to get some other things in there from time to time as well. But let's go ahead and open our program here today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just ask, Lord, that you would bless the program today, that you would use us for your glory. Help us to be a blessing, encouragement to somebody. Help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about today. And just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been a busy week this week, and it's amazing how when you try to do one major project, other things start cropping up. We've been trying to redo our kitchen, so right now living without countertops, living without a kitchen sink, it's been a challenge, and trying to do everything else. Had a lot of things going on extra this week as well. On Tuesday night, had the opportunity in Broadview Heights to hear Brigitte Gabriel. Some of you know her, familiar with her. She is the founder of Act for America. It's an organization which seeks to educate and inform Americans, and not just educate and inform Americans, but try to get Americans activated to do something to help counter the Islamic invasion of this country. And if you're doubtful on that point, you should Google the term civilizational jihad sometime and see some of the stuff that you can get, or you can look at some of the materials that are online dealing with this subject. And Act for America has a website which I had in front of me a moment ago, and I can't find it at the moment, but I'll get to that again, hopefully. But you can find some links to some of the stuff from some of our programs or our websites as well, livewithpastoral.com. But you can go to, there it is, actforamerica.org. I wasn't sure if it was .com or .org. It's actforamerica.org, O-R-G, and you can find some amazing information there. And you can also go to the local affiliate, actcleveland.org. That's actcleveland.org. And they were the sponsors of the meeting Tuesday night in Broadview Heights, where Brigitte Gabriel spoke. And talk about a packed house. They had about 800 people there. The place was packed. And it was amazing. One of the things that really impressed me is I've been to a number of events like this, some of the ACT Cleveland chapter events. I've been to a number of them, different speakers. I've been to some other things where other people other people have been around and talked about some of these similar subjects. And one of the things that is always a concern is getting young people to come out to these events and to be concerned about these things. But I was heartened at the meeting on Tuesday night, or the event on Tuesday night, where there was quite a number of younger people that were there, and it was exciting to see them as Brigitte Gabriel described growing up as a young girl, her teenage years, basically living in a bomb shelter because in Lebanon, where she's from, her home was destroyed in an Islamic attack because she lived in a Christian village. And they thought they were going to die. I mean, and I remember watching this one young lady that was sitting a few rows ahead of me while Brigitte was speaking. And as Brigitte was describing how, I think she's about 13 years old, they were readying for a Muslim attack that night, and they believed that they were going to die. And she said that she put on her best dress so that when she died, she'd look pretty. And the reason she did that was because she knew there'd be nobody left to bury her. And I can remember watching this one young lady in particular seemed to really just focus on that as she was talking about that. It really seemed to affect her. You could tell in her body language, her stance, and the way she started to lean forward and just riveted with what Brigitte Gabriel was saying. And it was heartening to see these young people there and to see that she was getting through to them. A lot of us understand some of these things. I remember distinctly telling my wife when the Berlin Wall came down after the Cold War ended and the Berlin Wall came down and all those things. I told my wife, and it was based on things that I knew of, things that I was privy to when I was in the Air Force in the 1980s. I said, the next thing that we're going to have to deal with is fundamentalist Islam. And that was well before 9/11. And, you know, it's unfortunately that's come true. That's what we've been dealing with. Well, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we see these things affecting us all throughout our country. And as believers, we need to resist these things, not in our own strength, but in the power and might of the Lord Jesus Christ. We use prayer, we use the Word of God, and then we use the laws and the rights and privileges that we have as Americans to be able to let our voices be heard. That's one of the reasons we talk about this on the radio program, trying to get some of this information out, trying to inform people, let people know what's happening in the world around us. And this whole thing with fundamentalist Islam, this is just a symptom of the spiritual battle where the devil is trying to destroy this world. And it's a symptom of the times that we live in. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. Our phone number, toll-free, 888-677-9673. And we have Nancy calling in from Euclid this afternoon. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al, and I was very pleased to hear you talk about Brigitte Gabriel, the founder of ACT for America. As you know, I was there in Broadview Heights.
Right, right. I remember seeing you when you come in. You're sitting over on the other side of the room there. So,
and I was just so impressed with her boldness and her fearlessness. I mean, they want the radical jihadists or the ISIS or whatever want her head. I mean, she is exposing what Islam is doing. I was trying to think of a way. Now, she's not necessarily promoting, she's not evangelizing. How can we use her life for us to win people to the Lord? I mean, I know that she's very bold and the Lord wants us to be bold. If you have any insight on that, I really appreciate it.
Well, I think, and you're absolutely right. I was going to say the security there was really some of the heaviest security I've seen at a number of events that I've been at, both uniform. I was going to say both uniformed police officers, uniformed security officers, and a number of plain clothes security people that were there. But I think one of the things that we can look at with this is to understand the nature of the threat. And, Islam is a satanic religion. I have no reservations saying that. I've read the Quran. I've seen what these people have done. And there was a number of things that she mentioned talking about terror threats that preceded 9/11 in September 11, 2001. She listed a number of things that took place in the 1980s that I was privy to when I was in the Air Force at that time. Mm-hmm. I was stationed in England at that time, and we saw a number of these things unfolding in real time, and other stuff that, you know, never made it into the news in association with those things. So I think one of the things that we as born-again believers can look at with this is we can see the nature of the threat, and we can use experiences like Brigitte Gabrielle and others as ways of illustrating the fact that this threat is very real, and these people are very committed. I was telling somebody recently, I was also at another function with the Ohio Christian Alliance last night down in Fairlawn, Ohio, which was pretty good as well. And they were talking a lot about different things, talking about some of the stuff with the bathroom bills and stuff. All these things are symptomatic of the mystery of iniquity that Paul warned about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that's already working in the world. And when we see these things, when we see evil rearing its head, or whether it's Islamic Jihad or whether it's the forcing of these heavy-handed attacks on the morality of our country and the safety of our women and children by forcing schools and public facilities around the country to allow or admit transsexuals or transgendered, I should say, into whatever bathroom they choose to go into. When we see that, it reminds us of the evil that's in the world and why we need Christ. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, because all these things, there was a thing on the news last night, I think on Channel 5 here locally in the Cleveland area, talking about the heroin epidemic in Ohio. And again, that's another symptom of what's happening. In the past, I have likened what the devil does. I've likened it to a spider sitting at the center of its web. And if anybody's ever looked and watched a spider, I can remember as a kid seeing it back in the garden or in the field, you'd get what we called banana spiders. And they would spin these big webs, and there was those spiders that had those long legs and sort of a big yellow sort of body with stripe on it and different things. They were kind of cool. And we would catch grasshoppers and toss them on the web to watch what the spider would do. And, it didn't matter what web you tossed that grasshopper onto. The spider at the center of the web would react the same way and capture that grasshopper and wrap it up and kill it. And the devil's the same way. He's like that spider sitting at the center of the web. He doesn't care whether it's a false religion, whether it's drugs, whether it's sexual immorality, whether it's the lust for power or greed for wealth. It doesn't matter to him. They're all strands on the same web that lead back to him, and whatever he can ensnare somebody in, he's gonna wrap you up in that and kill you. The wages of sin is death.
Yeah, but can I just say something real quick? These are all grievous sins, like that awful transgender bathroom bill and what Brigitte Gabrielle was up against. But those that have just are basically good people, maybe have bad thoughts. It's hard. I think it would be hard for them to relate to this very serious, serious sins that Brigitte Gabrielle has, fought against and doing quite well, but still in fear for life. So I was just thinking about that as far as like trying to directly win somebody to Christ. How would you you, or maybe you're getting to that, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was kind of leading to in her, as well as any type of these things that we see. This is proof that there's evil in the world. This is proof that the world is under the sway of the devil, that it's not getting better. You know, some churches try to teach that the world's getting better and better, and Christians are going to win, and it's going to get so good that Jesus is going to come back for us. Or, I mean, not come back for us, but come and take up residence. When the Bible says the world's going to get worse and worse, Jesus said it would be like it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of Noah, and he's going to catch us out. It shows the reality, like I said, of wickedness in high places. I think, too, sometimes when you see such a dramatic story like Brigitte Gabriel, it also illustrates we need somebody with us in this battle. We can't do it alone. And that somebody, of course, is Christ.
Oh, okay, very good.
And that's what I was getting at, is we see these terrible things in the world, and even the not-so-terrible things, you know, because it just, you know, it's amazing. I was just talking to somebody. My sister had posted something on Facebook about baling hay. And if anybody's ever, you know, cut their yard, you know, a few blades of grass don't weigh very much, do they? But
no.
if you've ever been on a farm and had to handle bales of hay, those few blades of grass, when they get added together with a few more and a few more and a few more, it gets heavy. It's like the old adage of straw that broke the camel's back. And you can bale up enough grass, you know, hay, into bales that it takes a special equipment to lift it and move it around, because you can't lift it up yourself. And these little things add up, and they'll ensnare people just as much as these bigger things. And usually sin starts off small, and it lures you in. Oh, I can handle this. It's not bad. I can stop anytime I want to. This isn't going to mess me up. I can look at this. I can listen to that. I can go here. I can go there. It's not going to hurt me once. Well, it didn't hurt me the last time, so I can do it again. Well, it didn't hurt me before, so I'm
desensitized.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're in over your head.
But all it takes is one little sin to keep you keep you from going to heaven, because all of sin comes through the glory of God. So all it takes is one little sin.
Yeah, and really the sin that keeps most people out of heaven is found in John chapter 3, verse 18, where it says that people are condemned already because they've not believed. And, you know, we a lot of times think, oh, I gotta do a certain number of sins, and people labor under that misconception. And I know you go to a church that doesn't preach. Your church preaches the truth there at Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid. They preach you must be born again. But a lot of people are like my wife was when she was growing up. Well, I'm not that bad. I haven't done too many bad things, so I'll be okay. But
that's what, you know, when I witness to people, you know, I say, do you know if you're going to heaven? And, you know, I hope so. You know, I've been basically a good person. I would say 90% of the people I witness to say that, and that's what they've been taught in their church. Basically,
right.
If you're good, you go to heaven. And, they're being misled in these churches, and I don't really blame them. But I just want to share the truth with them, you know.
Well, yeah, they are not aware. And here, I'll read John chapter 3, verse 18 in its entirety, because this is a powerful verse. Everybody looks at John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But John 3:18 is a very powerful warning verse, because it says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So it says they're condemned to hell already, not because they've done a certain number of sins or any particular sin, except for the fact they've not believed. They've not put their faith in Christ.
Yes, that's the one sin that'll keep you out of heaven.
Exactly, exactly.
Disbelief. The sin of disbelief, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You really helped me with this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. I've got another caller calling in here yet, too. So,
okay. Well, you have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, and you too. And glad you were able to be out there. And,
I was so happy to go to that.
Yeah, that was an excellent program.
And your little granddaughter is the cutest little baby.
Oh, we're blessed. We're blessed, that's for sure.
Well, okay,
thanks for the call, Nancy. I appreciate it. Okay. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. Jeremiah's calling in next, and we got about 5 minutes left in the program. Jeremiah, welcome.
That gives me plenty of time to talk about something.
All right. Well, let's hop right into it.
It's a wonderful day that God's made, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, the reason why I called is this false prophet that's supposed to come out, mm-hmm. Is it possible that the Pope is a false prophet?
You know, that's a good possibility. And some people, for people who are wondering about this, in Revelation chapter 13, there talks about a beast in verse 1 that rises up out of the sea, and that's the Antichrist, or the beast, they call him. The same chapter in verse number 11, there's a second beast that comes up out of the earth, and this beast is known as the false prophet. And two things that are interesting here with these two beasts, a lot of people think that the Antichrist and a lot of the reformers, back during the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation, identified the Pope as the Antichrist or the first beast. And even some people outside of the Protestants, such as the Baptists and other groups, have at times identified the Antichrist as the Pope. And there's a lot of similarity, but not everybody has. And we don't know for sure that that's who the Antichrist would be. But I'm more of the opinion that the Pope could become the false prophet, because the false prophet is instrumental in trying to lead the whole world in a one-world religion dedicated towards, at the midpoint of the tribulation, worshiping the Antichrist as God. And you can see that that's the mark of the beast that was added there to worship him and receive the mark, or the number of his name, the infamous 666. And to do so, you're going to worship him as God. That reflects also where the Antichrist is described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 as going into the temple and declaring himself to be God. And so as we see those things, the current Pope right now is basically trying to teach that all religions basically worship the one, the same God, and that's not true. So he's already, leading in this direction. He even a year or so ago said that an atheist is going to get to heaven as long as he's a nice person. And there's a recent thing, it was just on the news, I linked it on our Facebook page earlier today, where he's comparing Jesus to ISIS, the Islamic State, over there in Iraq and Syria, and claiming that the Muslims and the non-Muslims in Europe should basically intermingle, intermarry, and he just seems to be elevating Islam onto the same level of Christianity.
So it could be a possibility.
Yes, I think it's a definite possibility.
I've heard stories. I've heard stories that the pastor. I mean, I'm sorry. that Obama could be the Antichrist.
Well, and it could be. I've heard stories that various leaders in Europe could be the Antichrist. I know we're running out of time here, about a minute left.
Okay.
Two things that you can...
God bless.
Oh, thank you, Jeremiah. And I'll just touch on this here as we close out the program. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, the first beast, the Antichrist, rise up out of the sand of the sea, upon the sand of the sea. So he comes out of the sea. And typically in Bible prophecy, that often represents coming out of the Jewish nation, the Jewish people. And then the false prophet comes up out of the earth, and that typically in Bible prophecy represents coming out of the Gentile nations. And so there's some thought there. I remember when they were selecting the last pope, there was a guy who was actually of Jewish heritage, they thought. But anyway, we're out of time. I want to thank you for listening. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.